What was different from past tours and festivals was that Thurston and I weren't speaking to each other. We had exchanged maybe 15 words all week. After 27 years of marriage, things had fallen apart between us. In August, I'd had to ask him to move out of our house in Massachusetts, and he had. He was renting an apartment a mile away and commuting back and forth to New York. The couple everyone believed was golden and normal and eternally intact, who gave younger musicians hope they could outlast a crazy rock and roll world, was now just another cliche of middle-aged relationship failure. A male midlife crisis, another woman, a double life. Thurston mimed a mock startled reaction as a tech passed him his guitar. At 53, he was still the shaggy, skinny kid from Connecticut I had first met at a downtown New York club when he was 22 and I was 27. He told me later he liked my flip-up sunglasses. In his jeans, old-school Pumas, and untucked-in white button-down Oxford, he looked like a boy frozen in some diorama, a 17-year-old who didn't want to be seen in the company of his mother, or any woman for that matter. He had the Mick Jagger lips and the lanky arms and legs he didn't seem to know what to do with, and the wariness you see in tall men who don't want to overpower other people with their height. His long brown hair camouflaged his face, and he seemed to like it that way. That week, it was as if he'd won.